Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
Fire the tire!
Welcome to Ignite Your Luminescent Life, Intuitive Business Mastery and SaaS with me, your host, Dr. Elena Espinal. I am a high-performance psychologist and an intuitive business mentor who empowers heart-centered entrepreneurs to express their divine calling through profitable and transformational businesses. And I'm super...
Intuitive Business Mastery and SaaS.
And what you're hearing is my feedback as I am. We're doing this awesome little techie stuff where I am broadcasting. We're broadcasting this live on the radio on Coach on Fire Radio. And then we are also broadcasting it on Facebook Live. And so we're like integrating a few little technologies. And so this is kind of what you are seeing. So I'm super, super delighted to have to do this show today because I am here with my really, really good friend, Ann Bennett. And she is a rock star, a diva. I think that she is just absolutely amazing. And I can't wait because we're going to have like such a blast in this show. She is basically the founder of Ann Bennett Marketing. She's an international speaker, a best-selling author, a coach, and a brand profit builder. And she basically uses her marketing and branding genius to help women entrepreneurs and a few good men build and stand out their personal brands to boost their profits. And so we're going to be really talking about what does it mean to create a rebel brand for transformational times and kind of get to know Ann a little bit and then dive deep. So really welcome, Ann.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. You know, this is fun and exciting to have a conversation with you.
Totally.
Always great, right?
Totally. And, you know, I think that, you know, those of you that have been following and listening, those of you that want to call in for questions as we get going, the number to call in is 646-716-7979. And then those of you that may not be able to watch it on our like stream, it's at Luminescent Life. It's where we're streaming it. It's my company. But you can also sign up to get the video of this at intuitivebusinessmastery.com/radio. So just a few of those techie things. So those of you that have been following, a lot of times I'll interview people that I've never met before, and you get to see us kind of building that connection as we are interviewing each other. And, you know, so I'm interviewing them and we're getting to know them. And it's actually a really, really good friend of mine. And we know each other well. We play well together. So I'm just really thrilled and delighted to have you here, Ann.
Thank you so much. I know whenever we get together, there's ignition and combustion of all sorts of interesting and exciting concepts and ideas. So we're just two girls chatting. So we're interested to see how it all unfolds. I'm very interested in the spontaneity of our interaction. And certainly if people want to call in and ask questions, that'd be completely awesome as well.
And the beauty of this also, the fact that we're streaming it, and I'm going to try to, you know, be looking at Facebook while we're doing this stuff, is that if you end up watching on Facebook, you can also post questions on Facebook, and then I'll try to be paying attention to that so that if questions are being posted there, then I'll feedback them to you. So I want people to kind of start getting to know you a little bit more. And so And you have this very, I mean, you and I mesh so well, I think, because we have this very eclectic background. I think we're both artists at the soul level. But I'd love for you to share a little bit about how did you get to be doing the work that you do? I think that we all have a story about why we do the work that we do. And I'd love to hear you share that.
It's so wild, you know, because, you know, I do that when I work with my clients. I help them develop these stories from their childhood or from, you know, different decades of their lives. So you can see this DNA thread. So for myself, you know, I was always this very excited, very alive kind of kid, very curious, always interested in learning new things and, oh, what's that about? Let me learn about that. You know, my background really is I'm an artist, a painter. I moved to New York for my painting career and, you know, showed in Soho and sold my work and that kind of thing. And, you know, as any artist, learning to make a living. So I worked in graphic design and I worked for all the major magazines in New York. So one of my sweet spots when I work with clients really has to do with uncovering the hidden story and the hidden message inside of them. Because I've spent so much time in print and design and photography and all that kind of stuff, putting that together. But I was always, you know, I was very ambitious. So I was always looking to up-level myself. It was all about me. And I say, my universe, right? And
at least you're honest, though. I think it's true for all of us, but not, we're not always that honest, so I love that.
Yeah, well, you know, I always say, just I'm a straight shooter, right? So I'll just say how it is. And, you know, there was a point I had really gotten on top of my career. I was working at Vogue magazine, kind of like the it girl, and not that I'm really that much of a fashionista, but there was a job there and I wanted that job, so I got it, you know, and I stayed there and worked. But you know, one day I was coming out of my favorite coffee store, and anybody that knows me knows I love coffee and I love to work out. So I just finished from the gym. I'm coming out of the coffee store, and people are staring up in the sky. And I'm like, what the? So I look up and to the left, and I see this first plane hitting the World Trade Center. And it was like this unbelievable, I must be watching a movie. It can't be happening, right? And as the day unfolded, of course, we all know, you know, what occurred. But for me in that moment, it was really a shift in my DNA. Much more about what do I really care about other than the glitz and the glamour and all that stuff that goes along with working in New York. And what do I actually want to do with my life? And it kind of set that tone for a lot of people across the country. Yeah. Really wasn't. But in New York specifically, the intensity of it was people changed what they thought they cared about and moved their lives in the direction of what they really wanted. So for me, it became doing a lot of inner work, doing much more looking inside to what I cared about and what I really wanted to contribute to other people. And that's when I really stepped into this whole thing about branding and marketing. Because I just love people, right? And I think that all of us are so incredibly interesting and unique, but we just don't think we are.
Right.
So a lot of times there's this disconnect. It's kind of like I have a really good friend who says, you can't see your own eyebrows.
I love that. Yes.
You can't see your own eyebrows. Or I had a mentor one time that told me, take it right into your nose.
I love that.
You can't hear it right here.
Yeah. And it
makes me laugh, but in a way, it's really true. Those simple little things that we all kind of laugh about are very, very true. So it was there from studying, you know, Tony Robbins, Marianne Williamson, and Jerry and Esther Hicks, and all this stuff just expanding, that I decided to create my business around that. Around being uniquely you, how do you uncover that for yourself? How do I help my clients to see how they are really extraordinary and what's the right amount of quirkiness and what's the right amount of what they care about, what breaks their hearts, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. What is the actual, you know, message of how you put that together visually as well as in your writing as well as how you show up?
So I love that you are sharing this, and it's you just appreciate you being so vulnerable, because I think that this is so true for all of us, you know, like what you said, we all are going to have that moment or several moments in our life where we're like, whoa, like, is this really what life is all about? You know, like, what is my life really about? And how am I going to contribute into the world? How am I going to leave a legacy? Really, I think it's a lot of it. It's really about legacy, whether we talk about it in that way or not, you know? And so, so I love, and you're like speaking words, like you're making my spirit go like this too, because in some ways, you know, I mean, you know, a lot of what I do is inner work, right? And so I love that you just have talked a little bit about how part of that for you is recognizing that in order for you to make a greater contribution to the world, that you needed to turn inward and do the inner work to grow yourself and to like expand yourself into that next version of yourself, so that then you could be like, okay, like how am I going to show up like really authentically and very unique? How do I bring all of the skills that I have built throughout my life so that I can contribute to the world in a really meaningful and powerful way? And then how you're helping people do that, which I just love. And you wrapped it up really beautifully.
Well, thank you. And, you know, for me, that's what branding actually is. A lot of people think that it's a logo or I'm going to put on a beautiful dress from Nordy's and wear some, you know, like some awesome Jimmy Choo's, and that's my brand. But it's not, it is that, but that is kind of the surface level of what it is and more of a reflection. So when a lot of people come to work with me, they're like, wow, I had no idea we were going to be digging into, you know, I don't go way into their psychology. I'm not like you, right? But I will get them to look for themselves. Down into certain levels that they may not have thought or wanted people to know about.
Right.
So the brand is really being generated from the essence of who the person is and a combination of their skills.
Mm-hmm.
So all the skills that we all have are all really great, but a whole bunch of other people have the same skills. Maybe not exactly, you know, maybe you were actually a master, you have a PhD or whatever, and, you know, somebody else doesn't. But mostly the distinction for people is really wrapped around your personality.
Yeah, and I love that you said that, because, I mean, that was a question that I wanted to ask, because for the longest time, I didn't really understand what branding was. And I think that there's a lot of people out there that, you know, I mean, we hear people talk about branding and having a brand and blah, 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 but we don't really had totally understood what branding really means. And I love what you're saying, that it's really, you said it's generated by the person, by the essence of the person and a combination of their skill, you know? And I think a lot about, not just that, but also the expression, like how do they express that particular combination of skills or experiences or wisdom that they bring into the world, which I think it's really big. So tell me a little bit about how do you, like, how does this come together with like what we think of? Because when I thought of branding, and you mentioned this with like a logo, right? Like, I think that this is where most people go, like basic, you know, when we think of basic branding, logo. Right. Right. And so, and I hear a lot of people say that again.
There's nothing really wrong with that. It's
right.
Just that it's a little ass backwards.
Right. Yeah. And I hear a lot of people even talking about the, like, what is the look that I want to project when I go to the live event, like that kind of stuff, you know? And so I'd love for you to kind of talk a little bit about like how we integrate those pieces, because I know like, one of the last live events that I went to, people were like, oh, is this your brand, you know? And I was like, sure, because, you know, like, you know me, I'm very colorful. I'm always dressed in funky, colorful clothes. And so people were like, are this your brand? I'm like, yes. And if you came to my house any given day, you will find me dressed exactly the same way, you know? So for me, it's like just an expression of who I am. But I'd love for you to kind of talk about
Can I use you as an example?
Perfect. Yes. Love it.
So great, because you do have, you know, brand also has to do with style.
Right.
Right. And style in the sense of some of it, how can I say this? Everything is created.
Right.
Okay. So whether you want to take that into the spiritual realm of like we create our entire lives, or you want to take it to branding, we're making it up and creating it. The closer it gets to actually expressing the authentic you, the real you, the more comfortable it becomes.
Mm-hmm.
So I was recently looking at Jackie Huba's book on, it's called Fiercely You, and she uses drag queens as an example of building confidence, right?
Mm-hmm.
I really vary with her a little bit around that. I kind of think that's like, okay, that's the extreme. And it's really great for extreme and then dial in back into who you actually are. I do that all the time with my clients. I'll push them way far out and then I'll bring them back in to where they actually can own what we're creating in a brand. But for you, for instance, you are, you know, I don't know if your clients know this, right? But you're a little quirky. You have like this kind of eclectic, we're talking about this eclecticness, this colorfulness, this artistic side of you. And at the same time, you're like a PhD psychologist, and you're very deep, and you work on a very deep, deep level in people's psyche and their emotions. So it becomes what are you comfortable doing? But I think when you show up with your purple hair, you're already telling people there's two messages happening, which is really kind of cool because most times people meet psychologists and they're kind of like, usually very introverted and a little bit like they're giving you the eyeball.
Right.
You know, they're like, who are you? I don't know about you, but I don't want you to know anything about me.
Okay. Yes. One of my clients is like, I don't like when I'm being hawk-eyed. And I'm like, hawk-eyed? Like that?
I call it whale eye. It's like one where I really think. So, yeah, you know, and so you have that nature of playfulness. And so when you do bring it on the surface, much more than other people I can think of in the same field, right? So it allows people to, A, be very relaxed about their own quirkiness. It gives people permission to know that you have a very scientific, structured side to yourself and also a very creative side. So they have a big bandwidth to play in.
Yep.
You know, and you're already telling that without even opening your mouth, essentially.
Yeah.
By the dress.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's where your brand actually speaks for you. When you dress in brand or when you show up in your style or in your clothes, that's already speaking before you actually speak.
Yeah.
Because we're really sizing each other up in the first 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Meaning, it's like, do I like you? Don't I like you? And sometimes, in a conversation when you connect with each other, our opinion will change. Like we'll have our first opinion, oh, she's really quirky, or you know, she's got, in my case, crazy hair, whatever. But, you know, people get surprised sometimes that they are attracted.
Right.
So they like you so much when they're actually speaking. So what I say to people about branding is it's standing out and being visible. So that people actually see you in a room or online or in your videos or however you're communicating, And then it's bringing that value, it's bringing that depth that we all have, particularly people who are in service to others.
Yep. Yeah.
They're bringing the depth of their value to someone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So people often say to me, well, sex sells, and sex doesn't really sell.
Uh-huh.
Sex gets attention.
Right.
Doesn't
Correct.
Sell.
Right.
So, you know, It's that kind of thing,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In your style, for instance. So you want your style, you don't want to show up on the edge and then have a very straightforward website, for instance.
Right, yeah.
Because the incongruence is what people are like, well, who is this person? Or I've talked to people before, like they're like a badass rock star and they're dressed like a woman, very conservative from the Midwest, let's say. Not to give the Midwest a bad rap, but very conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, badass. Doesn't work.
Right, right, right. So, and I love that you're bringing this stuff together and that you're talking about the website too, because I think that a lot of times people start there. And it's a conversation you and I have had. And so I think that I want you to bring this on because I think it's so big. You know, it's a mistake. I think that most people do. I think it was a mistake that I made. And where when we think about starting a business, the very first thing that we think of is like logo and website without even like knowing what the we're going to be doing or not doing. And so what kind of suggestions would you have for people when they're like either starting or are trying to rebrand, you know, and kind of really coming back to like, okay, things are kind of disjointed and I know that I need to do something to rebrand. Like what would be a recommendation that you would have for people?
Stop everything.
Love that.
Which is impossible when you're dealing with entrepreneurs.
Yes.
I got a TV show, you know, they're all over the place. And it's great. It's great. I don't mean to sound like, you know, it's wrong. It's all great. And we have a tendency to run towards those things that we think are going to help us first.
Mm-hmm.
The real thing comes down to who you are,
mm-hmm.
what your message is,
mm-hmm.
how are you going to message what it is that you're doing,
mm-hmm.
having a program or something to offer people,
mm-hmm.
and getting clients. So those are really the three things that you need to do. I say to people, ultimately, we do things, and branding can do this too, we do things to build our confidence.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times people are like, well, I'll have a website, and they don't think that's just a confidence builder. They think, I'll have a website and people come and buy my stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. As we know, it's like,
right.
Mm-hmm. So if you ever hear anybody saying, hey, build your website and you make $1 billion, it's just not going to happen.
Right.
So I think it's twofold. It depends on where you are in your business.
Mm-hmm.
If you're already out there and you're making six figures and you're looking to rebrand so they can reposition yourself,
mm-hmm.
and go bigger,
mm-hmm.
leveraging in the marketplace, then you want to just keep everything going, but you want to work on your brand behind closed doors,
okay.
if you will,
mm-hmm.
and build the new thing out. I don't recommend doing a little bit now and a little bit here and a little bit there. I just recommend redoing the whole thing on the back end, keeping the front end where it is, and then shifting.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that you have a whole new look, feel, and message.
I love that. I love that.
If you're starting out a one page, it could be lead pages. It doesn't even have to be a website. It just needs a place. And it can't be like coming soon, okay? Shame you guys. That just tells everybody you don't know what the frick is going on.
Yeah.
So you don't want to do that. So you want to, if you put something up, you want to just have like scrolling one page, good for mobile, hi, my, you know, this is what my site is about. This is who I am. Here's how you can find out a little bit more about me. And get a business card, essentially, for networking. But I say about business cards is, look, you want to get the card. You don't want to be giving your cards out.
Right.
So much.
So.
But more importantly, you want to be making a connection with somebody.
Correct.
And saying, hey, if you think this is, you know, if our conversation has been interesting, let's get on the phone and spend a little more time.
Awesome. And
you know,
yeah, go ahead.
It's just that everyone spends all their time with these websites, and then they have not written anything. They have no message. They don't know who their client really is or how to speak about it, and they have nothing to offer.
So I have a question for you, because I think that there are two pieces of advice that you hear that are sometimes coming from different places, and so I'd love to hear your take on this, because what I'm hearing you say, and if I'm quoting you correctly, please, you know, jump in, is, you know, start with who you are. Like, don't try to be something that you're not. Like, really get to the core of who you are, because the more that you get to express, like, some of the quirkiness, the easier it is to live into that, because then you're not really, like, worried about maintaining something, right? Like, it is who you are. It's an expression of who you are. It's just kind of flowing through. Right. And so what I heard you say is start there and then go with what's the message and then connect with clients. One of the things that I have heard is go and ask people what it is that they want, what it is that they are connecting with. So in some ways it kind of feels like the outside, like kind of starting from the outside in. That you're like collecting a lot of information on the outside and then trying to figure out which one of those things or people or messages you're going to be speaking to, rather than kind of what you're describing to me seems more of an in like from the inside out. And so I guess I would like for you to speak to that, you know, like, is there value in that? Is that like, sort of like an old school way of looking at things? Do we need to try to bridge the two?
Well, I think, you know, I speak a lot, and when I'm teaching, I have to say to my clients, listen, it's a paradox,
yeah.
Right? There's no simple, like, oh, I should just go out and ask people what they want to pay for and then make that and like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a simplistic version,
right?
And of course, you have to look at what can I offer, right? Mm-hmm. What am I good at?
Mm-hmm.
I think a mistake that I see a lot of people making, and I actually made this mistake. So I'll just tell what I'm.
We all make mistakes. I mean, yeah. That's a part of the entrepreneurship. Right. Yeah.
We'll talk about it another time. You know, the power of failure. You want to, you know, a lot of us are coming out of, we're either freelancers or experts or consultants, or we worked in corporate or had jobs,
mm-hmm.
and then we're coming out to be entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very big shift. It's
yeah.
kind of like, you know, rocket ship to Mars, as far as I'm concerned. It's nothing like you think you know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
However, this idea of asking people is really great,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of us can be, oh, you know, I know what people want.
Mm-hmm.
I know what people want. And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they might need something.
Mm-hmm.
They might need it desperately, but that's not what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And they only buy what they want.
Right.
So it's,
mm-hmm.
that's where that questioning or asking,
mm-hmm.
once you kind of understand, to me, it's like you start with understanding yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit about how you're going to talk to people,
mm-hmm.
and then talk to them,
mm-hmm.
and ask them about things. Because a lot of times we spend a lot of time, and I have clients that come to me, they have tons of projects, products,
mm-hmm.
none of which they're making any money with.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And as creatives, we like to keep creating.
Yeah.
It's just how we are.
Yes.
Right? Exciting for us, as you know. So it's a little bit like, okay, why don't I do a survey, or why don't I actually go out and speak to people and find out if I'm in a conversation with them, what they're interested in, what would be of value to them.
Okay.
What is like a, I always think it's an urgent need that people will pay you for, and you don't have to have a website to do that.
No.
You don't have to have a business card. If you are confident in your skill level and what you're doing, and you're speaking with somebody, and in that moment you connect, and you find out, you know, what they're talking about, you actually do.
Perfect.
Pretty much you have a client.
Right. Right. Awesome. So, I mean, so what I'm hearing you say is we want to bridge these two things, right? Like that it's not either or. Both parts are really, really valuable and important that we look at. So I'm looking at, we're about halfway through. And so for those of you that are listening in, if you want to call in, the number to call in with questions is 646-716-7979. And you could also come on to Luminous in Life and look at our live stream and post questions there. And I will be checking both. And I want to kind of continue along this path, you know, about how you had a question of like, what makes you naturally brilliant and how to stand out and be unique. So you want to talk to us a little bit about how you help people get to those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I have a obviously creative and fun way of getting people to see things. Right. And I want to say for your people and who's ever listening, you know, you can go and pick up this one thing I'm going to talk about right now off my website.
Okay.
Which we'll give you the link for later. But so to start to discover your own, what I call your rebel voice, that whole idea that we're talking about, you can't see your eyebrows, so you have no idea. There is a question, and it's like 10 questions or something, and it's like, who's your favorite TV star and why?
Okay.
Who's your favorite? The one that really gets attention is, who's your favorite cartoon character and why? And then who's your favorite personality and history and why? You know, who's your favorite? It's all about what's your favorite. And people start listing. And then they say why. Like, there's characteristics, obviously, from these different people, situations, cartoons, movies, you know, that kind of thing. And that's the beginning of understanding what you're about. An easy way to do it. Like, I have another little thing I start with people. I had a mentor one time that started with this, and I just love it. It's like, what pisses you off and what breaks your heart? So that also gives rise to your own personal stories, what happened to you as a kid or someone else that you love. Different things that you feel were not right with the world. I always thought everybody was crazy and we should just love each other. What is going on
with
humanity, right? Why can't we, you know, figure out that diversity is great and it's cool that everybody's different instead of like lockstep. But I think when a lot of the writing really helps people.
Yeah.
And certainly presenting it playfully makes it easier because we kind of go into this like, I don't know if I ever told you this, but my father was a high school principal. So, you know, to get the grades and do all this stuff and look, you know, there's always a competition to be the best kind of thing.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that explains so much about you.
Want to give me a test or a whole list of questions or a whole 3, 4, 5 pages of depth to dive into, I just go completely flat. Like, you're in the headlights. So a lot of what I do with my clients is to get them to be playful. To look at things a little bit differently or in a different frame, like taking their failures and making those the things that they build their success on.
Mm-hmm. So give me an example.
Well, things that they consider foibles. So I was just teaching my class last night, and one of them, I was talking about it because we're writing headlines and we're writing all these stories and stuff. And one example would be like, I'll use myself. I think I said before that I'm competitive or ambitious. I think I used the word ambitious. And and that to me, in terms of being competitive and being a woman, and you know, my father was also from the South.
Okay.
Based on that Southern Belle deal. I was always told, you know, to tone that down and to be more, you know, demure, if you will. Which, you know, my poor dad. That was never going to happen. Never going to happen. And,
I was told the same thing, so I can totally relate.
You're laughing. So it's a way of taking that and going, oh, yeah, you know, competitive. That's actually really great. That's actually really a great thing. Or I had somebody say to me, you're very willful.
Yes.
Willful, right? Which has a kind of a negative. My eyeball, like my ears go up.
My aerial dance teacher always tells me that. I'm always
so
very willful.
I always reframe that into, yeah, I'm really tenacious. No kidding. I see something, I want that something, and I'm going to work. I'm all the way in. I'm all the way in. That's, you know,
I love it. I love it. I think that's beautiful. I think that's beautiful. So give me an example. I mean, so you're kind of giving us little examples of things that you're working with your clients with. Like, I want to make it super clear for people that are listening to us. What would be, like, what would be the referral question? Like, what would be the reason why they would want to reach out to you and work with you?
The reason they would want to reach out and work with me is if they're feeling like there's a lot of people that do what they do, and when they go out to network or they go out into, you know, there's a billion websites plus right now, and they feel that they have a lot to offer, but they're not really being seen, not getting the attention that they know that they, you know, you've got to get a certain amount of attention, obviously, to attract your clients. So those people love to work with me. A lot of times I work with people that are starting out to begin with, so that we can start kind of with a clean slate of creating. I also work with people like yourself. You know, we've laughed and talked about this a lot.
Totally.
People very accomplished who are looking to rebrand, right? So it's really people are realizing, and the other thing that's happening is there's a lot of tactics that people have to teach. And tactics are all great, okay? Nothing wrong with them. You just want to choose one or two that are going to work for you. But without the foundation of, like, who am I, what am I offering, how do I message it, what is my brand, it loses itself in tactics. And I always put the tactics in. So a lot of, that's how a lot of clients come to me that have a lot of stuff. But not a lot of results, I guess, would be the, so, you know, struggling for clients and knowing that you're worth more than you feel you can say. Right? Yeah, like saying or charging or asking. Asking is a big thing. When you build a really strong brand, it really boosts your own sense of, well, this is who I am. This is what I offer. Yeah, those are my fees.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
land, you know what I mean? And
totally.
Prior to that, it's a little more of a struggle.
So I love what you're saying, and I love what you're describing, because, I mean, of course I know that, but I wanted to make it really clear for people that were listening, you know, like, okay, you know, as they're listening to us, that they can be like, oh, well, maybe that's something that I would want to do. Plus, you're like such a blast to work with, you know, which I just love.
Right. We get into a lot of, me and my clients, and you, we get into a lot of trouble. I think what occurs, what I love about working with people is that creative process, mm-hmm. and then there's a download.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a download of excitement or interest. And what happens when I work with my clients is a lot of times they say amazing things.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Right? And I'll just repeat it back, and all of a sudden I'm the genius.
Right.
Because right? I'm like, oh, you know, you just said this, and that's really great. Let's use that for a tag.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And so it takes that, I believe, and for any of us, I work with other branding people too. So
right.
So it takes that. Like I was saying, I started off, you really can't see your own eyebrows.
And I love that. I love the eyebrow thing. I'm gonna use it. I always, what I talk about is that, fish don't know that they're in water because they've always been in water, you know? So it's
very
kind of like a similar analogy, but I really love it. And it's very true. And sometimes we just need to have somebody else be able to reflect back what they're able to see in us that, you know, we may not even recognize. So I want to ask you something that is a little,
are you going to surprise and delight me?
Well, it's actually, I'm going to ask you something that's a little self-serving. So I'm going to ask you something that I am currently sort of, you know, debating. So there is this most business strategists, and I am included in that, you know, I tend to recommend my clients to like be very clear about what it is that they're going to do, to like pick one thing, you know, that kind of thing. So, and, you know, as being somebody that's very creative and working with people that are very creative, we tend to be multifaceted, multi-talented. And I also, there's a part of me that really believes that part of the work that I am meant to be doing here in this world is about integration. It's about bringing things that are that have been considered to be very disparate pieces together. And so I often kind of have this both externally and internally, this piece of like, well, like this, I don't know, reaction of like, well, it's either this or this. And I'm like, it's both. And so people are like a little like confused. And it's sort of like the right thing because we're integrating something that is previously not really integrated. Do you see what I'm saying? And so I guess I would love to hear your opinion or feedback about that and people that are multi-talented and multifaceted and wanting to bring like different aspects of who they are into their messaging.
Well, I'm definitely a believer of bringing different aspects like I said, everything's a paradox.
Mm-hmm, it is.
You want to become known, very well known, for one thing. Then you can branch. Mm-hmm. So I use Madonna a lot
as
one of my
icons. Yes.
I love, you know, rock stars, Madonna, Beyonce, Lady Gaga.
Mm-hmm.
They're all amazing, and they're amazing at branding.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when Madonna started out, what really launched her career was MTV, besides her blonde ambition. But, you know, MTV, and she's a little bit of a triple threat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she could dance and sing almost better than she sings, right? She can dance, things like that. But she just became known for those pop songs.
Mm-hmm.
Those pop songs, the ones that we all can still sing,
yep.
are the ones that she became known for. And when she really got in the lane and really mastered those things, she started to branch into all the aspects of who she is. Yeah. And I used to have this joke where I would say, you know, Madonna's brand is that she's bold and brassy. You will never see her do anything unplugged. And then I went to a concert and she played the ukulele. I said, okay, well, you know, it's 30 years later, the woman is like in the Hall of Fame and she's, you know, she's an icon. She can do whatever the hell she wants.
Right. Yeah.
When you're starting out or when you're in between becoming like the icon or the person, mm-hmm. you want to stick in a lane. Mm-hmm. It's just easier for your marketing. It's easier for your branding. It's easier for people to identify you mm-hmm. as a person. Oh, I'm going to go to Elena for a transformational business,
mm-hmm.
or a conscious business.
Mm-hmm.
And that they're not looking to come to you for umpteen other things that you provide possibly under that umbrella.
Right.
But they want to just be able to identify. Because, again, it goes back to we're inundated with so much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, you know, 3 seconds to make an impression. And if you don't make 9-minute connection, you're dead in the water.
Yeah.
You know, goldfish, it's like, squirrel. You know, so we are looking to, at first, it's kind of like that of how, you know, commitment and structure actually brings freedom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, good thing we're recording this.
Remember that I said that?
I will play it for you.
Because, you know, that's a challenge for me. Right?
Yes.
Say the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Be creative, I get really bored. Or I never get bored, but I get, you know, I want to do something else. So, yeah, that's really important. Really important. So I guess I would say, in my experience, from what I've done, when you can narrow it and just stay in your lane and master it and have it be who you actually are
mm-hmm.
anyway,
mm-hmm.
that's the best. Then you can expand out. It's like same with websites.
Right.
When you build your tribe and they're following you and they're loving you and all that, you can go, I don't know, take them to do silks.
Yeah.
They're going to be something crazy because
right.
they're already your raving fans.
Right. Right. So I love that. I love that you're saying that. So I wanted to for you to share with us like the website where they can go and download that because it seemed like it was like a little questionnaire or
yeah,
is that what it is?
Yeah, a cute little questionnaire uh-huh. About your rebel voice, like
uh-huh.
how to discover your rebel voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just go to Ann Bennett, A-N-N, no E, bennettmarketing.com/rebel voice and you'll get the download for that.
Great. So it's Ann Bennett, 2 N's, 2 T's, marketing.com/rebel voice, all one word.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So I'll say that again just in case. And bennettmarketing.com/rebel voice. And that's where you can download that little questionnaire to kind of start accessing your rebel voice. So I wanted to ask you a little a quick, you know, we have about, I don't know, about 10-ish minutes or so, but, you know, if you, are there any, like, favorite books or resources that you like to,
you know, I'm a freak, I have books about,
I know, she's got, like, you're kind of like me, you read, like, 5 books at a time, and, you know, so what is, like, one book that that you might recommend to people if they're interested in kind of knowing a little bit more or understanding a little bit more branding and, like, that kind of stuff?
One of my favorite branders is a guy named Marty Neumeier.
Marty Neumeier?
Marty Neumeier. And I think it's called The Brand Gap, his book, by, let me go look in my closet. But
no, that's okay.
Marty's just a really great graphic branding guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oddly enough, a friend of mine used to work for. But I picked up his book and I just really loved it because it's looking at things at a deeper level around brands and what the impact is of that. There's so many.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, and that's why I'm like, I want to pick one just because, you know, I mean, ideally I'd want them to reach out to you and say, okay, like, I want to work with you. And
you've got your book list.
Right?
No problem. Y'all would like a book list. I constantly, you know, that's what I think is, you know, being a constant learner and looking at new things and hearing new things. I think it's really important as a business owner to keep yourself current and give yourself interesting things to blog about even, or things that are, you know, I talk to my clients all the time about, oh, everyone was talking about Wonder Woman when it first came out, right?
Yeah.
And the sacred feminine. Well, how can you write about that and talk about your work?
Yeah.
In time. So it's like connecting the dots for me with clients with things that they might not think of.
Yeah. Well, and what I'm hearing from you, I mean, you haven't said this, but it's also about kind of, I think about what I'm gaining from our conversation. Brand is sort of the spirit of your business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's basically what infuses everything that you do in your business, from your website to your blogs to your Facebook posts to your, you know, Facebook lives to how you show up, like your appearance, like everything.
And all the communication, the brand is actually all of the communication, and you need all of the communication to align.
Love
Otherwise,
it.
When it doesn't align, people will go straight to mistrust.
Mm-hmm.
So I say to my clients all the time, you know, well, are you communicating in the same way that you speak to your best girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, no. They're writing more what I would call scholarly, correct English.
Oh, totally. That was a huge thing for me. Yeah, totally. Uh-huh.
Yeah, to learn to, you know, to really write stories.
Yep.
To write more like when you're talking to your bestie, you're telling them a story and it's very colorful.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you get online to write a blog and you're like, well, you know, here we are. And then you wonder why nobody wants to read your stuff.
Right.
Or your headline. Look at your headline, right?
Right. Yeah. Which I love. But I really love how you weaved all of this stuff together, because I think that the other piece of it then becomes, you know, and I think this is some of the stuff that I think it's kind of fun, but, you know, the plotting or strategizing, you know, when do you do what and in which order and why would you want to do, you know, like a blog or a Facebook Live or whatever,
right.
You know, to
you
talk
want to
about.
Do a blog or do you want to do a Facebook Live?
Right. Yeah. Right. And I'm guessing that it's all about like looking at people's strengths. Like, so I like to write. So I like writing, and you know, it flows easier for me to write. So I like to do more of that versus other people are probably like, oh my gosh, it's really hard to write, and they might be like just like really good at just turning on the camera and just being like, hey, so blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Right. And I think that that's really important. I teach my clients that too. And I have a lot of clients that are like, I don't want to write.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, well, you know, what are all the different things you can do besides writing?
Mm-hmm.
Or how can you have it translated and you're speaking it? A lot of them like to talk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I actually trained myself to write. I'm not that, you know, people come to me all the time to write their stuff because I spent all this time, the last 7 or 8 years, you know, learning about writing, storytelling, and how to do it. But, you know, I was dyslexic and couldn't spell to save my life. So I went into visual as a kid, you know, instead of being a writer, I chose to do the visual side. Now I'm bringing it all back together into one thing.
And but I love, though, that you're sharing that, too. Like, I love that you're sharing that vulnerability piece, too, because I think, I mean, this is something that I teach often, you know, saying we get good at what we prioritize. And we're good at what we practice. And so I love that you say that you're saying this. Writing didn't come to you naturally. Like, you spent all this time. You made it a priority. You spent time learning and studying and practicing and practicing. And now, you know, you are writing and helping other people write. But that it's not that, like, you just had it, which I think it's something, to me, it's an important message for people to hear. It's like, you know, I hear so many people like, oh, well, I'm not good at that. I'm like, well, do you want to be good at that? Because if you want to be good at that, then just decide that you want to be good at that and start practicing, right? So I love that. So, and I know that, yeah, go ahead.
You know, the only caveat I would add to that is, for me, letting go of, I don't know how to do this.
Right.
To, I'm going to do this anyway. And then the pleasure and the enjoyment that comes from that is what would keep me driving. I'm doing Facebook Lives now, and trust me, I'm just like, holy smokes. But after I do them, it's so much fun.
Yes.
But before I do them, I'm totally like, ugh.
I'm there right with you. So we have about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes. And so is there something that you want to leave our listeners with? Like, is there a particular message that you want them to leave with and to keep in mind?
Well, definitely, you know, my philosophy is, it's not that you're not good enough or not smart enough or not pretty enough or whatever it is. It's all about, you're just not you enough. Mm. And the you part, and I want to leave you with, it doesn't mean you need to be gregarious, extrovert, and love to be in front of the camera either. Yes. It's like, if you're a nurturer, mm-hmm. is that nurturing expressed in your brand? If you're a geek for science, is that expressed in your brand? If you're creative, is that expressed in your brand, right? It's who you actually are. It's not something separate. So that's the place to really look. Oh, am I really allowing people at least to connect with some of my quirks?
Mm-hmm.
And then always know you are the most powerful brand there is.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that.
And,
yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. So it's not that you are not good enough or smart enough. It's just that you are not you enough. And I love that. I think that's beautiful. Really, really beautiful.
Yeah,
well, it's been, as usual, like, such a pleasure and such a delight to connect with you. Like, time always flies when we hang out together. Like, it just seems like, hey, but we just started. Like, what's happening? So,
you know, people can reach out to me and shoot me an email.
Yeah.
I like to talk.
I like to
give people suggestions. So I'm really open for people doing that.
Awesome. So you can find Anne, again, her website is annbennettmarketing.com/rebelvoice. And that's all one word. And then if you want to get access to this video, or do you want to reach out to me, it's intuitivebusinessmastery.com. So, mm-hmm. Anne, thank you so much. It was such a pleasure. And to the rest of you, until then, defy the ordinary, become extraordinary. And Dr. Espinal signing off.
Radio. I had a second.